The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Making the boys.
You can search for me. I had to go underground.
That's a new single from the Rolling Stones, Living in a Ghost Town. A little rock and roll this morning. And I know, and I say this with the utmost respect and love, a lot of the folks from the Greatest Generation are kind enough to tune in. You know, we love you. Love you for making this country spectacular and great. You indeed are the greatest generation ever to walk the earth. With due respect to all of us. But sometimes I got so into rock and roll in the 60s, I always lean on that. And I always thought that that's the most interesting dichotomy for us in the baby boomers. Well, you listen to the music of your parents, which was Frank Sinatra and all the standards, and we still kind of dig that. But man, the rock and roll of the 60s to this day, you young people, you don't understand. The 60s rock and roll was the best rock and roll of all. And the Stones still going. And look at Mick. How old is he? Albert, he's got 80. 80, 80
no, he's 87, 80.
80, 85.
You think he's in
I heard
70.
Mick Jagger. No, he is 70 what? Frankie, you'll know. Frank, 70-something.
I think he's 74.
God bless him, because he has like a 3-year-old, 4-year-old child. God bless this guy. I love Mick, my hero. Okay, so now
76,
people say
he's 76.
He's 76 years old out there like that, right? And you look at Bruce too. Bruce is like 71 or something. Springsteen, you know, and then and the president 73. See, the best is yet to come. What you guys gotta look forward to. So I hesitate to do this. But I have a real sense of humor about myself, really. He who humbles himself is exalted, so I'm going to be exalted like nothing else, man, because I'm trying to be as humble as I can. I went out on the bike, and people say, Joe, you got to take a picture of you on your bike. And I went out on the bike, and I did my 3-5 miles, whatever it was. And I really, really look like a dork here. I'm dork dad. So I'm going to post a picture, okay? I'm going to post a picture, and it's me. I have the gloves on. I've got the glasses on. I've got the helmet. Can you look cool in a biking helmet? Can someone help me out here? Have you ever seen a cool-looking biking helmet? Now, I'm an ex-motorcycle. I used to have a Harley Softail Custom. Love the Harleys, man. I'm a biker. I love – that was the – but you know what? How crazy we were back in the day in Los Angeles when I would go out there, me and Kimberly sit behind me, man. What was I thinking? No helmets. We didn't wear any helmets back then because you didn't have to. So now I wear the helmet, but is there a helmet that looks cool? Because the helmet on my head in this picture, I'll give you a laugh in the morning. All right? I'm a dork dad lives. Can anyone ever look cool in biking gear? You could help me out, you know? I think I'm overdoing it a little bit, guys. And do I have to wear the hazmat gloves, Frank, you think, when I'm biking out there? You think I'm safe without that?
I don't know. I think you're probably okay.
You know, oh, man, I know. I look too corny. Here it goes. Here it comes. Boom. Okay, tweeting it out at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. Hey, it's Friday, believe it or not. Hopefully you're doing okay. We got a great show. Frankie put together a great show for us. That's a lot of work.
Oh, my God. I mean, look at this picture. Wow. I mean, could you be more bundled up? I get it was chilly out, but then he's got a hood with another mask. What's the other thing underneath there? You have two layers on, don't you? You have like a face thing, and then you have like a regular sweatshirt hood.
Might have four. I got. Let me see, and then the helmet.
All you need is a propeller.
I got the tunnel to towers red jacket.
Right.
With respect to Steven.
Black medical gloves. It looks like
black medical gloves. I got on. Yeah. I got. And I, you know what? You can't see under my neck out. It's a cover for my
face,
which I didn't put on. Yeah,
it's blue. I see it. I see it under your chin.
And then I've got my Cleveland shirt that Frankie, you and I bought in Cleveland at the
convention. That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
And then I got another shirt underneath there, which is like a long sleeve undershirt. A
couple of layers there. And then you got that helmet on the top of your head, which is a nice helmet.
Come on. Admit it. How cool do I look?
No. You need a propeller on top of that helmet. You need a propeller. I mean, you get that probably going, hey. I mean, come on. That completes the outfit.
Excuse me.
First off, the black gloves, though. I mean, they're medical gloves. What do you need them on the bike for? It's your bike.
Al, I have a reason. I'm getting the mail, and I don't want to catch cooties from the mail. I don't want to catch Corona cooties from the mail.
You're not going to get cooties.
So I have in my pocket, I have the little spray, hand sanitizer, and then I go to the mail. On the way back,
so you can spray the mail with the Duracell.
I stop at the mail. Well, I do, and
but then he's touching it with the gloves. Now, when you take the gloves off, are you taking them off and rolling them in so that you can throw them out without touching them again?
No, I sterilized them.
Oh, good God! I mean, come on!
I sterilized them.
You're alone, for God's sakes! You're alone. I mean, I know that sounds sad, but I mean, you're alone. There's nobody else in the house. You can't get it.
I sterilized the gloves and I saved them because I don't want
to. You know what's going to happen? Joe's going to buy a big UV light for his house and just start spraying. Like that. You know, like you're going to hear that like hum.
Amazon, I got to come into the house.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get that little robotic ultraviolet. Absolutely.
Dad, it's not sunny enough out today.
Blind.
Don't worry. I got a UV light. You'll get tan in no time.
You walk in my house, you will be blinded by the light. Blinded by my
Where
UV
is Manfred
light.
Mann now? I mean, my goodness. Woo!
Bruce wrote that song.
Yes, I know. He makes money every time they play it.
Blinded by the UV light. That should be the name of that new song. Frank, do you see this picture? Is it really corny?
No, I think it's nice. I think it's nice.
Thank you. What do you do with the helmet? Could someone, is there a hip bikey? Joe Lundberg.
There isn't. There is there a hip bikey? No, they all look the same.
And even on the motorcycle, you can't get a hip. Maybe, I guess, you know, yeah, I guess sometimes they put some helmets I see, they're custom made. If there's a hip helmet that I'm missing, let me know. I'm going to post this because I listen.
You, with the helmet, and then you gotta have the UV, you know.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah.
There it is. UV light. A cup of bleach to drink in the morning.
Oh boy, I tell you, your day is made.
Do you chill the bleach before you have it?
Somebody said, pour me a shot of Clorox. Neat. I mean, come on.
Neat. That's
no ice. No, I'm good.
I tell you, you know.
On behalf of the President of the United States, listen.
No, he needs this. That's where you got to be like, come on.
No, I'm telling you, I understand. If you're a germaphobe or you're concerned, you understand the president. He's off to the side. He's to the left.
It's bleach. There's warnings on the bottle that tell people don't drink it.
He didn't say drink the bleach.
He said inject it. You can't inject bleach into your body. It will kill you.
No. Let me.
Do you want to hear the audio?
Yes, let me just set the stage, if I may, Francis. He goes like this. He goes, I know your name's not Francis, by the way, saying that. So the president was there at the press conference, and they had a guy out there, William Bryant, from Technology and Sciences Division of Homeland Security. And he's up there, and he's saying how long the virus lives on a surface, you know? And now I am totally enthralled in this. I mean, I'm totally locked into this, because this is my wheelhouse. I'm a germaphobe, and I'm watching, wow. Oh, and then it was so cool. They had how many seconds the germ lives under different circumstances, with bleach, with sunlight, you know, if it's human. It was brilliant, just absolutely brilliant how they broke it down. Then he goes, ultraviolet light will kill it. And our friend Joey Falco said on the air, we had him come on, he's a gemologist, and that's the way I guess they clean gem. He goes, no, I got the best light for you. And I'll tell you what it is, but we'll have to say it on the air, because he said there's an American-made UV light that you can get, and you be sure I'm getting that light. And they said, the UV light. Then Mr. Bryant says, and when bleach kills, it just zaps this thing. And so the president says, first of all, about the light, it would be great if you could get the light somehow within your body to kill the virus. Because the virus is very fragile, but once it gets within you, it's deadly. It is voracious and it's deadly. God bless so many people beating this virus and how strong Americans are, that, and people around the world for that matter, because they're beating this thing. But once it gets in you, and if you have any underlying symptoms, the virus, so maybe put a light, maybe, so I understand exactly what the president is saying. Then they go, bleach kills it. The president goes, maybe. And he's going to say what I'm thinking. That's what I like about President Trump. I'm sorry. He goes, maybe we could come up with some kind of device to get a bleach in the lung. And maybe, and then, of course, everybody runs with it. The president's saying, drink bleach. He did not say that. Frankie, if you played the audio, if you'd be so kind, sir.
And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, you can, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Now show me something better. I back the president 1,000%. Thank you. That poltergeist, the little poltergeist. Step into the light, the UV light.
Step
I'm all
into
for it.
The
I'm
light.
All... That
was Step great. Into that was the great. Light.
I said to Al, could you find it? What's the name of that film again? He goes, Poltergeist. Got it. Yeah. That was so funny. Step into the light. 16 after 7 o'clock. I'm telling you, I understand what the president means. By the way, show me something else. What else do we got? We're locked down for crying out loud. What else? Do you have a vaccine yet? Well, we got to wait 18 months. How about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak? Well, we're not sure about that. How about remdesivir? How about that? No, well, we don't know about that. Because stop with the testing and being so cautious. We're at war here, for God's sake. If you could put a bleach, I don't know how you would do the bleach, Frank. I mean, what do you do?
Come
a
on.
Bleach?
Stop.
Maybe it is a bleach.
Stop. You can't.
Huh?
There's a big label on the bottle of every one of them. If you ingest, call poison control.
Frank will never catch anything because of what he puts in his body. So
right.
Maybe we should all go on this
well,
bourbon.
Well, it's funny that bourbon that Hillary Kramer gave me tasted a lot like Clorox. Perhaps that's why I haven't gotten the coronavirus yet.
It was homemade, man. That was moonshine.
What?
Pinelands in New Jersey, man.
Terrible.
Well, you know what? To distilleries' credit around New Jersey and elsewhere, they are making hand sanitizer
right
now, which is
great. I did make a trip to the liquor store yesterday just to make sure I'm well fortified in case I have to make any of my own hand sanitizer. My mother's boyfriend is doing that. He couldn't find hand sanitizer, so he's made his own by combining alcohol and aloe and things like that.
Sure,
so people
exactly.
are doing that. But I have a well-stocked liquor cabinet just in case I need to resort to that.
Oh, Lord. And Carol Alt, if you go to Carol's, our buddy Carol Alt, at her Twitter feed, at Model Carol Alt, she tells you exactly how to make your own hand sanitizer. Let me go to Ellen before we break. Good morning, Ellen. Thanks for calling this morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Just some more information on the antiseptic disinfectants and whatnot.
Yes, please.
Please, please, please stop joking about people drinking bleach because you will have it. Remember when the president came out with the hydroxychloroquine? Someone found a chemical that was supposed to be used for cleaning fish tanks, drank it, and died. Okay?
Your point is well taken because when you hear it, Your point is well taken. Okay, Alan. Go ahead, please. Yes.
I tell my kids when we start this unit that I can cure any disease you've got. Bacteria, fungus, virus, whatever it is, I can cure it like that. Trouble is, you may not live through it.
Yeah.
Yes, bleach will kill the virus. Use it in a diluted solution. You don't need straight bleach because that will even injure your hands if you're using it without gloves. You have to dilute it according to the directions. And then it's a great spray, just like Lysol is.
Yeah,
but
good.
You're not
going
to spray Lysol on your body. Okay? Well, disinfectants are meant to be used on surfaces that are not human. Oh, please, Joe. All kidding aside, I know you love to joke, but there are people out there that are
who
so
take
scared
it literally.
And they don't have, you know, we don't have a cure. Yes. We don't have an effective treatment. They're going to go for anything. And especially, you know, people that are, you know, either very afraid or really not.
They're going to try it. Yo, Ellen, thank
medical
you.
Stuff.
Thank
and
you. Ellen,
will UV light the thing? Do you know, Joe, it causes cancer. You know, sunburn?
Hold on. What UV light does if you use
UV
it like
light.
That?
You know, all the, your generation out there in the sun surfing, okay?
Yeah,
with girls slathering the baby oil on it and staying out for years. All have skin cancer now.
Ellen, I hear you, girl. Thank you, Ellen. It's all right. Oh, now I'm going to be thinking of it. Ellen's the biology teacher, Frank, right? She's the biology teacher.
I believe
teacher.
So, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Ellen's our go-to gal for everything science. And you know what? She's absolutely right, because people will hear, wait, they were talking about drinking bleach on the Piscopo show. No, you can't and don't. And be careful. Bleach is very, very dangerous. So please. Someone just texted a picture of me of Homer Simpson pouring bleach all over him. No, don't. Just don't do that. Ellen, I hear you loud and clear. But the UV lights, now I got to worry about something else, for crying out loud. I see the phone calls, if you'd hold. I want to go to Gianno Caldwell when we come back. And Judge Knapp is going to tell you how you can protect your civil liberties on the show as well. Hey, Debbie, thanks so much. So tell me the correct pronunciation for the Mayor of Patterson. It's Saya. Saya would be the correct pronunciation, correct? Uh-oh. I got you, Deb. Did we lose Deb?
She
we
got her there, Robert. Load. Well, we got too hamed.
Debbie's not there. Again.
That's right. No one's going to work anyway.
Thank you for being so kind, for being patient on this. Because when we watch folks on TV and then they do the Skype and you can't see them and the quality is horrible, the audio is even worse, and then it breaks in, and then there's that delay with the news anchor. You got a world class news anchor, you know, on the news, and they're asking a question and they're stepping all over each other, and so I'm sorry about it. And so we apologize, because we're just trying to make do with what we got, and Debbie's at home, so sometimes that connection will go down, and that's why Joe Lumberg will phone in, so we apologize for that. Well, so let's take a little bit of a break. We'll come back with Gianno Caldwell live on the Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jay Sekula sees hypocrisy in this pandemic.
The boycott, divest, and sanction movement against the state of Israel is an illegitimate social protest movement. If it materializes and the Israelis, which they are working on this, come up with a vaccine to inoculate against the coronavirus, the BDS movement will not apply. So you tell me about what this movement's really about.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The head of the United Auto Workers Union says it would be too soon and too risky to reopen auto plants in early May. UAW President Rory Gamble says he's not assured that workforces can be kept safe. Gamble says the union's working through the health and safety protocols needed to get auto plants open when it's appropriate to restart. Nestle is reporting its best sales growth in nearly 5 years. Shoppers were stockpiling everything from Purina pet food to DiGiorno pizzas to Hot Pockets. Its overall sales were up more than 4% in the recent quarter. Nestle is also launching a program to help cafes and restaurants. Americans are stockpiling prescription drugs and over-the-counter cough and cold medication that has helped French pharmaceutical company Sanofi to a strong quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Are you like most of us stuck at home these days? You know who else might be at home with you? Rodents. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. The last thing you want right now are rodents eating your stash of toilet paper or nibbling away at your bottles of hand sanitizer. But honestly, these are unwanted guests freeloading on your food and supplies while they risk spreading further disease in your home. Baits on old-fashioned traps only invites them in when you really should be trying to keep them out. So how do you keep them out? With Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free plugs into any electrical outlet to set up a no-go zone by utilizing the electrical wiring in your home, the most humane way of getting rid of your unwanted intruders. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on am970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Gianno Caldwell standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Connors, because while you're home and you have the chance to do this, I'm going to give you a phone number, and if you have a situation where you're worrying about your will, your trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan, and you should be worrying about it, I'll tell you what, I thought about it, but I cannot stand worrying about this stuff. And I keep telling you that my son Joey, my oldest son, said, Dad, you gotta stay on this, man. You gotta lock this in. And I went to Brooklyn, I went to Connors and Sullivan, and it was the easiest thing I ever did. Next time I went, I was signing papers, and now I am locked and I am loaded, and the weight of the world is off my shoulders. You got to protect your financial legacy, especially now with all the confusion that's happening. Now is the time to call Mike Connors, and you could schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors from the privacy and safety of your own home. You will get a free comprehensive telephone consultation with the man who knows more about this than anyone I've ever seen, Mike Connors. Here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You worry about your will, your trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. You know, you worry about who's in a nursing home, what are you covered for. Mike has all your answers. So what you got to do while you're home, go into a little private room there, you know, go into the closet, take your cell phone and call Mike. He's standing by for you, please, for a free comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500, or you could start at the website ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche under the room.
Blinded by the UV light. All right. Please. Everything. Got to worry about everything. Gianno Caldwell is a friend, a great kid. I call him a kid because I'm old. A Fox News analyst, author of this new book, Taken for Granted. You want to Google Gianno Caldwell, Taken for Granted. Gianno, great to have you with us on the show. How are you doing through all of this, my friend?
I'm doing well, but I'm really tired of being in the house. I got to tell you that. I'm ready to open up the economy back responsibly in phases. We got to get things back working. Safely.
You know, you don't seem like a guy that goes out, because you're so really, astute in everything that you cover. Your knowledge for a young guy is really formidable. But when we did the Governor Huckabee show together, and forgive me for talking about it live on the air, Gianno, but did you go out afterwards? Because, of course, I went back home because I had to catch a plane. Did you go back to Nashville? Did you tell me that?
Oh, yeah, I went to Nashville. I actually went over to, I think the place is called Ruth's Chris. It was pretty much closing up. But, yeah, I went out. I had to explore the city a little bit.
Oh, see? You see, you think nowadays with all this, now that we're locked in, I wish I went with you. I went with you.
Yeah, that would have been nice, right?
Yeah, but on a much more serious note, Jono, your upbringing is just so searing, and you could read about this if you get Jono's book, Taken for Granted, which is a great book, and you are so great when you talk about what you went through. Tell us, you went and you visited the homeless on Skid Row in Los Angeles, man.
Absolutely. In the book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Recently, and I live in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles. Recently, I came across a woman who asked if I could buy her some items at the store. And I said, sure. Got some of the things she wanted and then brought out some cash as well. And what I noticed is I brought it and put it on a elevated wall, if you will. It was a brick wall for her to pick up. Yeah. And she started coming towards me, and I'm like, wait, hold on, 6 feet. So then I realized she didn't really know what I was talking about. So I said, you know what? Skid Row isn't that far away. Maybe I should go down there and interview the homeless, strap up, of course. And when I say strap up, I'm talking about gloves, masks, the whole nine.
Sure, sure.
And to see what they know about COVID-19, the coronavirus, how they're staying safe, where they get their news from, and of course, if they knew anything about the homeless hotels that Governor Gavin Newsom has said are available for them. So I went down there with a camera team and began to interview the homeless. And to my surprise, many of them either didn't know what was going on or had complete and total misinformation as to what was going on. So I was fairly shocked, and it was a really, really sad situation, because you talk about some of our most vulnerable population. Not only can they get each other sick, because they operate in clusters in a place that almost looks like a landfill, because it's like just trash. People are just sitting on trash. So we can see that a video. Yeah. And if people want to see the video, go to my Instagram or Twitter at Giano Caldwell right now. Check it out at Giano Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. And it was just, it was disturbing. It really was very much so disturbing.
So you had to be careful around there. So you're telling me the homeless, and were there a lot of homeless? Let me ask you this, Jono. Were there still
Yeah.
They were. Oh, my Lord. And then that, and do you think that, because somebody called on the show last week, a gentleman from Florida, very soft spoken, and he was like a driver, like a cab driver, and then he was a doorman. And he said, Joe, you know why the New York was an epicenter? Because it bred in the homeless in the subways. Do you think that's what was the problem in California as well, Jono?
Well, I can't necessarily say the subway, because not a lot of folks. It's not a big system as it is in New York. We have a train. I've never actually taken the train in Los Angeles.
But however, the homeless population itself, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cluster of people who just simply they sit around and then they move around through downtown. You may see some in Hollywood and some of these other areas. But there, a lot of them are in the downtown Skid Row area. What you got to understand is Skid Row is estimated to be about 5,000 people in a 50-block radius. So it's a large portion of people. And if you go down there, especially in some of these areas within the Skid Row area, you just see people. You see tents everywhere, and then you just see people just sitting on trash.
Wow,
it's really – I'm telling you, the video – if people look at the video, and again, it's on my Twitter and Instagram at Giano Caldwell, it's really a sad sight. And, you know, people are still doing drugs down there. As me and my cameraman were heading back to the car to leave, two guys walked up on us and said, do you have any meth? I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
That's strong, you know? And it's just really a sad situation, because these are people who truly need the help. And beyond them being vulnerable and passing around each other, these are people who can really pass it around to people who may still be working and essential workers in this environment. So there's the potential for them to infect the entire city. And that's why it's so important for me to have done the news story and get this information out to the public. It aired on Fox this week, and it's going to air again in the 4 p.m. Eastern time hour on Neil Cavuto's show on Your World on Fox News Channel. So I encourage people to tune into that today.
Yeah, Neil's a dear friend. This is great. We'll be watching. Gianno, did you, before we let you go, man, did you have, like, stuff on your feet? I'm a worrywart, and I love you, man. You're my friend, and you're such a good kid. I love you. Did you protect yourself with your feet? Because you could walk, the germs really stick to the feet with this virus, you know?
You know, so what I ended up doing is the shoes that I had on, I left outside my door, and they stayed outside the door for about 2 weeks. And then I brought them in and put them in a washing machine, and that's what I did. But I didn't put
any protective on.
Yeah, I really should have, but I just learned that recently that it would have been good to do something like that. But I didn't bring them in my home.
Gianno, with your upbringing, you know, you've seen the streets. You had a tough time of being brought up in the great city of Chicago. You look at the homeless in California. Why has it gotten so out of control out there? Your professional thought, you know?
Yeah, so how I grew up, for people who may not know the story, I grew up extremely poor, life gets and what else at the same time. Mama people who crack cocaine. So I've seen some of the worst of the worst situation in the city of Chicago growing up. That's why I have such a heart for people who come up either similarly or going through tough times. And of course, some people may come up with no father of their own, some father of their own. And there's like big issues when it comes to mental issues that the folks in the homeless may face. Some people may have opportunity to get out, but they simply can't get out because of the mental issues in which they face. And I think that's why it's so important to pay attention and provide resources for those who may be having those mental issues. And there's others who just choose to be out and live a particular lifestyle that's negative and harmful to them and people around them. So those are other people that you just got to be aware of, because you certainly can't help everybody, and not everybody wants to be helped. With that being the case, you want to help as many folks as you can, but also recognize that some people choose to live in these particular set of circumstances. So that's why it's such a complicated situation on so many different levels. But I just want us to raise awareness to the situation that exists. And again, if people want to see the video, it's on Twitter and Instagram at Gianno Caldwell.
All right. I apologize to you. We're losing you just a little bit, Gianno, on the cell phone, but we appreciate it. Keep up the fight, Gianno, and we love you, man, and we'll be checking it out, and we'll check out the book. Yeah, okay, Gianno. Thanks so much. Gianno Caldwell right there. I'm sorry we lost him just a little bit with the cell. God forbid, 21st century. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and we can't even, this happens more often than not, and it drives me crazy. So I apologize for the sound problems that we occasionally have. Oh gosh, I'm staying happy. Taken for Granted is the name of the book from Gianno Caldwell. And if you go to at Gianno Caldwell on Twitter, you'll be able to see these videos. A great kid doing some good things. Hey, we got Judge Napolitano coming up, talking about your civil liberties, 7:37 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops searching for a subway rider who was caught on camera slugging a fellow rider over and over again. Police posted video of the attack on a Ford train on Twitter. During the attack, the wanted man's face mask comes off. He looks to throw more than 40 punches at the victim. Not clear what prompted the beatdown. Police did not detail when the fight took place. There's no word on the condition of the victim. There were other riders on the train, but no one tried to break up the attack. Governor Murphy is asking the federal government to help the states and not let them go bankrupt. Murphy says the federal government can both print currency and run a continual budget deficit, but New Jersey has no such abilities. Murphy warns the state faces a situation where it could be unable to pay public employees like police, firefighters, and teachers. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. We do see an accident here over on 173 as you get out toward Union Township. So, again, do watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head out through that stretch. Now, if you're going to be taking a spin over to the eastbound side of the BQE, some stop-and-go traffic getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. The accident over on the Belt Parkway, as you head eastbound, getting out past the Verrazano. Looks like an accident there just about cleared. Now, remember the potential subway plan remains in place. And keep in mind, if you're going to be taking a ride to Paramus Road, with some volume here up by Bergen Community College, heading out toward the coronavirus testing site. Over on Route 10, the ramp is blocked into Island Avenue and Roxbury. They're doing emergency utility work over there. And heading to the outbound GWB upper level, an accident there just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of about 50, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 62 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
Such a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager for WMCA and AM 970, The Answer. This is a tough time for all of us, especially those in the restaurant business. With the restrictions and fear of spreading the virus, restaurants are closed or restricted to takeout options. We want to support you as restaurant owners by providing you with a platform to share your takeout deals with our listeners. We've created a webpage where our listeners can find your restaurant's special deals. It's easy and extremely affordable. All you have to do is go to our website, submit your info, and we'll follow up with the next steps. We'll even post your ad on our sister station, WMCA.com. Listeners, you'll be able to find all the listings on our website. So head to am970theanswer.com to lend your support. We'll get through this together. Stay safe and stay healthy from our staff to your families.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies and the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're never going to get a soulmate. You're never going to meet the perfect person. You're never going to meet somebody that loves Seinfeld and the Wu-Tang Clan. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Even if you meet the perfect person, it ain't going to be the perfect time. You're married. They're single. That's right. You're Jewish. They're Palestinian. You're Mexican. They're raccoons. You're a black woman. He's a black man.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Brilliance of Luciano Pavarotti, one of the greatest, really, probably the greatest voice of all time. Judge Andrew Napolitano, my longtime childhood friend. We always have to put the best on for the judge when he comes on here. Always appreciate you joining us, Andrew, straight from Brookdale Elementary School in Bluefield, New Jersey. Hey, you know, I love that you stay in New Jersey. Oh, by the way, Judge, good morning, and how are you? Everything okay?
Well, Joe, how are you?
Excuse me. We'll get to the issues of the day, Judge. Yeah. Andrew, did you get invited to do that New Jersey for New Jersey special? Were you on that? I'm sorry.
No, I'm bitter.
What a surprise. I said, what? They never even called Jersey Joe over here. They never asked.
They don't know what they're doing.
We're going to do our own,
Judge. I've been in New Jersey for a couple of weeks now doing live shots on Fox News and Fox Business from my farm.
We see it. I love it. I see it, and I see the farm. I'm waiting for a horse to go by in the background, you know? What is something like that? Is it easy? It's easier out there, but I guess it's just safer to be out, you know, and broadcast from there, Judge, yes?
Oh, it's safer and healthier, and with little to do, I'm getting 9 and 10 hours of sleep a night, so I'm filled with energy.
You, unbelievable. Judge, to the matter at hand, if I may, sir, you have a fascinating new column out about how governors, especially Governor Murphy, are going a bit too far. Would you please tell us why, sir?
Yeah, I really think they are. You know, in our system of government, the governors and the mayors don't write the laws. Only the state legislatures or the city councils do. So when Governor Murphy, however well-intended he may be, even Governor Cuomo has done some of this, though not as extreme. Governor Whitmer in Michigan is as extreme as Governor Murphy here. When they write a law, you can't buy a garden hose. You can't buy grass seed. You can get online at McDonald's, but you can't get online to receive palms at Mass, even if you're still in your car, even if it's in a parking lot. And they make up and assign a punishment to that. That is not a law, and no judge is going to punish someone for violating it. He has forgotten that the Constitution regulates his behavior. We have the right to assemble. We have the right to travel. We have the right to free speech. So where I live up in Sussex County, there's a town square in downtown Newton. For 250 years, it has been the place where people go when they want to express a political opinion, usually against the government. 25 people showed up in their cars with bullhorns to shout in unison what they thought of Phil Murphy. Now, they're in their cars.
Wow.
By
wow.
definition, they're more than 6 feet from everybody else. The police broke it up. So that's why I said you can get on your car in a line to get a cheeseburger, but you can't get on your car in a line to tell the governor what you think of him. That's wrong. It's a violation of the Constitution. And when Tucker Carlson, our colleague at Fox, asked him what he thought about that, he said, oh, the Bill of Rights is above my pay grade. Well, if the Bill of Rights is above your pay grade, you have the wrong job.
I think I heard you scream from your farm all those miles away when Phil Murphy said that on Tucker. I thought of you immediately. Because, first of all, stay with me, Judge, on this, if you'd be so kind. I was talking to my dear friend, the great Judge Andrew Napolitano. So I'm watching Tucker, and then he goes, Phil Murphy's on. So my question is, why is Phil Murphy going on with Tucker? Because Tucker, as you know, and we all love Tucker, and he's brilliant, you know, and he's, and boy, oh boy, when he went on the Bill of Rights, well, isn't that a violation of our constitutional rights? And I gave the governor credit because he went on Fox. You know, Judge, he went on Fox, and I gave Governor Murphy credit. And I know it's
correct.
A tough problem. But then when he said, "Oh, the Bill of Rights, that's above my pay grade," boy, that was the sound. That was the soundbite for like the next week, for crying out loud.
Yes, it was, and it still is here in New Jersey. Our friend Paul Molsheim from the
Star-Ledger
the daylights out of Governor Murphy the other day.
But Paul Molsheim, a great writer for the Star-Ledger. Can I, Judge, though, and stick up for the governor? And again, listen, I don't get invited to anything. I mean, what am I going to do? Jersey, everybody's calling me. Joe, where were you? I'm not on the A-list of New Jersey celebrities. I'm one of those non-essential.
Welcome to the B-list. You and me.
the non-essential Jersey celebrities. Yeah, I got you. That's right. So, but Governor Murphy, on his behalf, it's a state of emergency, and I'm drawing the other side here, Judge, if you would. I'd love to hear your take on this. It's an emergency. People are dying. He feels he has to protect people. Governor Murphy doing a great job, according to President Trump. Can you give him some credence at all, Judge Napolitano?
Yes, of course. He states quite properly, give him his due. He states quite properly, it is his job to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the people of the state of New Jersey when they are unable to do so for themselves. But everything he does is must be subordinate to the natural rights that are protected in the Bill of Rights. Listen, I'm not saying that people should be able to get within 2 inches of each other's faces and scream and shout at each other in a public square. But if they stay 6 feet apart, if they stay in their cars, if they have their bullhorns and they want to blast him, the police can't stop them from doing it. And this incident with the church, the priest wrapped palms in cellophane and secured them and put them in a box and put the box on a chair and put the chair in a parking lot. He was nowhere near there. And he said, come and get online, open your car window, don't get out, wear your mask, wear a glove, reach in, take the palms. Four police cars showed up to break it up.
Oh, my God. And you know the police don't even want to do that. You
know, I know the police don't want to. I know many of these cops. I know a lot of state troopers. They do not want to. Many of them are veterans who fought for the Bill of Rights. This is the last thing they want to do.
Yeah, you know, you're right, and I know how supportive you are of everybody in your community, Judge. It's legendary how much you help out your community where you live in Jersey, and thank God you stay in
the community. Well, you helped me, too, at that time with the 200 Club.
Only the
great
big
organization that Joe raises money for that provides scholarships for the children of first responders who have died in the line of duty.
You know, and if that's not the foundation of the United States, Judge, I don't know what it is. And you showed up, and it was at the church out there. It was at the Catholic church out there, and we went out and we were in the basement.
Pope John the 23rd, the high school, their gym. You packed the place.
Listen, you were there, and Phil Boyce from our station came out. I'll tell you, that's what moves it along. But when you see what Governor Whitmer's doing in Michigan, how do you delineate Judge Napolitano?
She is acting like a third-grade teacher who caught some kid in the back of the room with a spitball. I mean, when they complain, she admonishes them for complaining. Wait a minute, Governor Whitmer. You took the same oath Governor Murphy did, which is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which includes the 27 amendments, the first 10 of which, since 1791, have been referred to as the Bill of Rights. It's inconceivable you guys don't know what this is.
I know. And then they're releasing prisoners, Judge. Your take on the releasing of prisoners. All law enforcement everywhere is against this. Bill Bratton got the jump on this, former commissioner of the NYPD and many other law organizations. What do you think? You're releasing prisoners now? And then they're committing crimes once they're released, Judge.
So let me get this straight. Only in America can you release prisoners because of the virus, but arrest protesters and put them in jail of the virus.
Thank you. Judge Andrew Napolitano.
This is really crazy. Look, I think the jails are overcrowded. Yeah. I think they're a breeding ground for the viruses, among many other things. And there are people that don't belong there. I have no problem with releasing nonviolent people, but they are not limiting it to nonviolent. They are releasing people who they're bringing back within 48 hours.
Judge Andrew, and we know we have to get ahead of this, and we've got to take, and we will get ahead of this virus. But to
where are you taking me to dinner as soon as this is over, Joe?
Oh man, do we need it? We got to get out. But before we let you go, Judge Bill Barr, AG Bill Barr, is prepared to act against stay-at-home orders that go too far. You must be pleased with that, correct?
Well, I'm waiting for him to do it now. He did it in a very gentle and delicate way with a phone call and a letter in Mississippi. Now, in Mississippi, the governor's orders exempt churches. You still have to stay 6 feet apart. You still got to wear a mask, but you can go to mass. You can go to church. A local mayor tried to shut down the churches, and the DOJ said, that's going too far. As soon as the mayor got that letter in his inbox, he changed his mind. So the attorney general, in my view, did absolutely the right thing. I wish you would call Phil Murphy and have a little chat with him.
Judge Andrew Napolitano.
General, if you're listening, please make that call, and I'll be happy to be on the line. I won't say anything. I'll just listen.
Judge Andrew, thank you. Thanks. And listen, yes, dinner. As soon as this is over, man, we got to do this together. And with great memories of Brookdale Elementary School in the great town of Bloomfield, New Jersey. We love you, Judge. And love to your mom. Indeed. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. Former New Jersey Superior Court judge. The youngest in New Jersey's history, by the way. Appointed by the great Governor Tom Kane. Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Hey, 752-877-970-2999. Love to hear what you got to say as well. 752. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go to 173 over in Hunterdon County out in Union Township. Watch out for an accident over by 78. All lanes remain closed over there. On 78 West 6 at 13 in Clinton Township, it's an accident just being clear from that spot as well. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the eastbound side of the BQE, your building getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a tough shift. I work from 10:30 to 7 in the morning, and then I run a business also. Sometimes I don't even get a lot of sleep. So I really needed this pill, and I kept hearing about it for a very, very long time, and I was kind of a skeptic at the beginning, but I said, you know what, let me give it a try. best decision I made to give it a try. The pills are doing me wonders. They are doing me wonders. I feel great. My energy levels are off the chart. I don't feel the aches and pains that I felt before. I feel great on them. They're doing wonders for my body, and I'd like to relay that message.
For me, it's been going very, very well. I feel a lot of benefits from it. I haven't been getting sick as much. I'm very pleased with the product, and I feel just generally in better health.
I've been listening on the radio, and it's been fantastic, and I absolutely love the products. It's given me a lot more energy. I feel a whole lot different. I can actually taste food a lot differently now, so it affected the way I was tasting my food. That was the very first thing that I noticed. But I absolutely love the product, so I want to continue it.
The energy level is very good. I haven't had any colds. I don't feel sick. Overall, I'm doing very well, and I'm very happy. My wife takes it as well. The two of us both feel more energy, and we feel very happy that we haven't gotten sick, and we're doing fine. Given the circumstances of the whole rest of the world, feeling fine is a gift at this point, so I'm very happy about that.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I wasn't going to talk about the coronavirus. But on the way here, I got really ill. But I think it was because I ate a cherry pie. Like, I got a cherry pie from Bristol Farms, and I ate it, and then the car was going weird, and I was like, oh. And then he turned on the radio, Jeremy, and then all the news was like, the guy was like, well, there's been so far 11 cases, 50! 200! I don't feel good. You know, you're like, oh. This is not good.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Norm MacDonald right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lumberg is out there. Hey, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning, Joe. How we doing weather-wise?
Today's going to be a wet day today. It's going to be cool and wet. Temperatures only near 50, kind of breezy. Just a raw day today. Not exactly nice.
I love it. Got on the bike yesterday. You are an inspiration, Joe Lumberg.
Yay.
I stepped outside. It was kind of cool. And I looked at Otis, and Otis went, "Rrr?" And I went, all right, I'll go. So I went, and I got on the bike. And you feel better once you get out there. And I tell you, if you're listening, Joe Lumberg, now Joe does 70 miles plus. He could do 200 miles at a shot. I go out, I do my 5 miles, go up and down the hills. And I tell you, I feel a lot better. The only problem is, Joe, you can't. I tweeted the picture of me on the bike. I look so dorky. I'm telling you, is there a hip bike helmet that I could get? Is there a cool looking helmet? I look like such a geek on this bike, you know?
You just get a good bike helmet. I mean, any local bike shop will have one. Well, actually, you probably have to go online to get them right now. But they'll sell you a good one. They'll sell you a good one.
And then, you know, I got another bike. I wanted to go out with my daughter, except the back tire is like flat, you know, on a 26-inch mountain bike, Joe. Can I order that tube online? And then I guess I got to put it in myself because you're right. Everything is closed, man. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you could do that. You could order that online and put it in yourself. I mean, you could do that. I'm sure you could do that. That's easy.
Yeah, Mr. Handyman, me? You mean, sure, I got that. Joey, how's the allergy report doing?
The Balance of Nature allergy report is moderate today. Looks like it'll be moderate tomorrow, maybe high on Sunday. Speaking of Sunday's weather, you think, just look at today. Rainy and breezy, that's Sunday. Yeah. At least in between, we've got some sunshine tomorrow and temperatures peak above the low 60s.
I love it. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Appreciate it. The guy's an inspiration. Biking all the time. I'll get on my mountain bike. I did about 3.5, maybe 5 miles yesterday, and it just makes you feel good. So we want you to just get up and get out. Even if you go for a little walk, take the dog out, run around just a little bit, you'll feel a lot better. Andre Saya is with us. Andre Saya is the mayor of Paterson, New Jersey, recovering from COVID-19. Congressman Lee Zeldin, Mike Gallagher on the show. 9 o'clock, we have the Pandemic 2020 special. And it is the Dr. Alan Kadish will join us, Jeffrey Lyons, and Zen Sams with Piscopo in the morning. Love having you with us, and we are coming right back at you.